www.thebrandonbeat.com. Live. You can bring up anything that you want here toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we are extra live this time from the Liberty Forum, the 2014 edition of the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. It's always a lot of fun to be here with other people who actually care about freedom. And it's extra fun to do the show with a studio audience. So thank you to everybody who's come out right now, because I know there's probably some sort of dinner event going on usually at around this time. So we always miss the dinners on Free Talk Live, and they are exquisite from what I understand. Joining me in the studio tonight, Mark is actually kind of in the background. He's taking pictures and tweeting and hooting and things like that. Joining me, special guest host Jeffrey Tucker. It's become a tradition, I think, at this point to have you in on the show. Welcome back. And also Jason Sorens on our third guest microphone. Jason, you are the founder, the creator of the Free State Project. No, it's great to have you here. Now, we're at the Liberty Forum. This is the seventh one. There have been a bunch of great events that have happened here, lots of speakers. There are going to be dozens of people speaking here. You, I believe, opened up the event today, this afternoon, with an opening speech. What was that about? Because I didn't get to see it.
Free State Project president at the time, Varen Swearingen, and we were talking about Ron Paul's possible run for president, and I said I would be thrilled if Ron Paul got 5%.
And what did he end up with?
He ended up with 8 in that year, and then in 2012 he got 23 here in New Hampshire. So it just goes to show that the power that a few activists can have, what they can do.
It's absolutely wonderful to be here amongst people that actually care about freedom and are willing to do things about it. Over 15,000 people are currently signed up for the Free State Project. Over 1,500 are here now. And it was in 2013, Jason, that you became one of those 1,500.
That's right. Visited many times, made many friends here, and finally got to move back in August. And we had 60 people show up to help us move in, which was terrible because that means I now have to go to 60 different move-ins just to pay that forward.
But the really brilliant thing about the Free State Project is one of the earliest efforts to say, look, there are things you can do about liberty that aren't just about things you think, not just believing, not just reading in books, but stuff you can actually do in your own life to make a difference. That is radically empowering, right? Don't you think that's the real energy behind the Free State Project?
I think it is. The Free State Project gives people hope, for one thing,
right,
that they can actually do something. They don't just have to keep complaining about whatever the government's doing or whatever's happening.
And libertarians do that too much, right? And we would sit around for 50 years complaining. It didn't really amount to much. So in so many ways, you're an innovator, you know. It's not just about the Free State Project. It's about a new template, a new way of thinking about human liberty itself.
Right. and one of the points I made in my talk today is that the most important result of the Free State Project so far has not been anything to do with government, although those things have happened too. It's been creating a community based on mutual aid and voluntary cooperation. If we're going to replace the predatory and parasitic welfare state, we're going to have to build up something to replace it. We're going to have to build up those bonds of solidarity in society, in voluntary society, and that's what's happening now.
How important do you think the social element is to the future of liberty itself? I mean, I've begun to realize this, that in the past, libertarians have thought about our world as basically an intellectual struggle, but you seem to conceive of it as something broader.
I do. I think the social element is critical.
Yeah.
I mean, our philosophy is really at its core about cooperation, right? It's not a philosophy that's fundamentally about the individual separate from society or about
competition. There's a big misconception, though, I think, about that.
That's right.
It really is.
I mean, even maybe within the movement. I mean, there are a lot of people, I think, in the libertarian movement who are, it's all about me and I can be on my own and be just fine. But the reality is you need people in your life.
You need friends. You need friendship networks. Actually, we're learning this more and more nowadays. Don't you think?
I think so. Yeah. People want to be embedded in those networks. And that's the thing that you get on setting foot in New Hampshire. If you move here, you've got that ready-made network.
60 people. He's not exaggerating.
Really?
How long did it take to unload the moving truck?
About 20 minutes.
How long did it take to pack the moving truck in New York?
Hours.
Yeah. That's so beautiful. Right.
I mean, there's nothing like that.
I mean, most people only get, say, 10 people to show up and help unload, but still, that's great.
It's killer. I mean, I've been part of these moving parties before. I mean, typically the way it works is somebody will be planning a move. They'll announce in advance that they're planning to be at this location on this date. That's when they're going to arrive with the moving truck. And, hey, we'll provide pizza and beer. Just come on out, whoever. And then anybody who's part of this community that gets wind of the invitation is welcome to come out and help unload the truck. And then after that, the conversation or the party or whatever you want to call it goes on until everybody goes home. And it's just a great way to meet new neighbors and new friends right out the gate. How many of the 60? I mean, you've kind of been here and a lot of people know you. But were there some people, some faces you didn't know in that group?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. And, in fact, there were so many people there that I couldn't meet everyone.
Do you think this is what's driving the Free State Project forward, is this idea of community, that more than anything else?
I would think so. I mean, that is the direct personal benefit that you can get by moving here.
And there's a huge diversity of people here, right? I mean, you detect it at this conference. So the thing I noticed when I first came here was just what a wide array of sort of sectors of society you see who just essentially long for freedom, which to me is a beautiful message. I've always believed that human liberty is not just for one sector of society, not just one people, not just one income group or class strata or something. It's something from which everyone can benefit. And we're seeing this in the Free State Project. I mean, even at this conference, the diversity is extraordinary.
Yeah. I mean, from families with kids to young single people with, you know, tattoos everywhere and that, you know, just the whole gamut.
And you know what's even cooler than the diversity is the fact that everyone seems to more or less tolerate and like each other even, actually, you know. And that's cool. I mean, it's sort of a mind-broadening experience, right?
Yeah. I mean, obviously there are sub-communities of interest and people sort of gather around particular ideas, whether it's Bitcoin or you know, civil disobedience.
Oh, you're going to set Jeffrey Tucker off with Bitcoin.
Yeah.
Bitcoin. You know, it was 1 year ago I arrived at this conference a little bit mystified about the topic, and now I'm just a dedicated fanatic. I've written about 5,000 articles about it. So if you ever wonder what this conference could do for you, I mean, I have to think about myself. 1 year ago, I didn't know anything about this subject. Now, I've dropped 5,000 articles. We're probably about 80. Okay.
You're launching Liberty.me, which, of course, is very friendly to Bitcoin.
Well, we received a lot of our startup funding through Bitcoin, and I'm going to Melbourne in a couple of weeks to to speak to the International Bitcoin Conference, and it's just crazy.
Exciting.
That's what Liberty Forum does for you. You know, it shows you a vision of progress. It gives you hope that something beautiful can happen through innovation, creativity, cooperation, and crowdsourcing ideas, working with others, right?
Right.
Well, it's nice to be in a libertarian or liberty-oriented movement and actually have some others around with which you can work, because where I come from, down in Florida, there were maybe five libertarians that met on a weekly basis and just sat around and complained. Here, it's easy to get a dozen people at the drop of a hat. I can make a phone call and say, hey, someone's coming into Keene. Let's go meet them for lunch. And literally 10 or 12 people sometimes will just show up with almost no notice. It's an incredible community. There's more coming up here on Free Talk Live from the 2014 Liberty Forum.
Is a free software plugin for Firefox that allows you to effortlessly view .bit websites. .bit is a new type of web address that's not controlled by any government or corporation. You can register a .bit domain today using the inexpensive cryptocurrency, Namecoin. .bit domains are extremely resistant to being shut down or hijacked by governments, corporations, or criminals. If anyone ever shuts down your .com website, users will still be able to effortlessly get to your site using your .bit address and our FreeSpeechMe plugin. Go right now to freespeechme.org.
Come celebrate Bitcoin's race into the future at the Texas Bitcoin Conference, March 6, 2014, at the Circuit of the Americas in Austin, Texas, just before South by Southwest. The conference will be packed with the hottest speakers and key players in the Bitcoin world. This one is not to be missed. Get the details at TexasBitcoinConference.com. Register now with fiat or, of course, Bitcoin. That's TexasBitcoinConference.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4 herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you on the site. Normally we have a webcam, and the cam feed is operational, but we actually don't have a camera here in the hotel at the Crown Plaza in Nashua, New Hampshire. And one of the reasons for that is because, well, libertarians, especially the people in this movement, tend to be of kind of a techie nature. There's a lot of people in the IT community that have made the move here to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. And if you've got an internet connection like they do here at the hotel, it's going to be swamped with activity. So I'm grateful that we can even get audio out of this hotel, let alone a video feed. Joining me in our makeshift studio here tonight, our studio on the road, Jeffrey Tucker co-hosting the show this evening. And our guest, Jason Sorens, the founder of the Free State Project. We managed to retain you, Jason. I know you probably have a lot of people who would like to spend some time with you here this evening, but Jeffrey has more questions, and we're going to get to those in just a moment. But Jeffrey, I understand you're going to another Bitcoin conference. You mentioned Melbourne.
Right.
What about Austin? Are you going to be in Austin?
Austin's going to be epic.
Why will it be epic?
It's in a few weeks, I think.
That's right.
Like that. No, I mean, as I understand, there's going to be thousands of people there. They've invited me, and it flatters me very much that I'm going to be. But look, you know, Austin is a hotbed of crypto anarchism. Did you know that?
I've heard.
Yeah, it's absolutely true. I mean, some of the greatest minds in the cyberpunk crypto anarchy movement, you know, are right there in Austin. I mean, this is an edgy, progressive, amazing place.
And weird.
And weird is the future, right? So this is all happening in Austin. I'm very excited to be there.
We'll be there, too.
Really?
March 5th and 6th. That's when it's happening. So, literally, it's coming up. Not next weekend, but the weekend after that. Or actually, excuse me. 5th and 6th aren't actually a weekend. That's Wednesday and Thursday. So it'll be coming up very soon. So literally 2 weeks from today, the Bitcoin conference,
you know,
Texas Bitcoin conference.
Here's my biggest worry about this conference. I'm afraid I'm going to be like too conventional, too sort of normal. I mean, these people are really edgy. They're thinking 5, 10, 20 years ahead. I mean, this is the world we're entering into when we go to Austin, I think.
It's exciting. I mean, I went to one of the Bitcoin conferences last year in San Jose, and I know the Miami one just happened recently.
Yeah, Miami was amazing. Yeah,
Mark said there were at least 2,000 people there.
Yeah, something like that. It was just insane. I mean, people were buying and selling luxury high-end automobiles on the street in Bitcoin. This is a true story.
I expect that there's going to be a great turnout in Austin as well. It's going to be a lot of fun. So come on out. Join us there March 5th and 6th. It's not too late to get your tickets now at TexasBitcoinConference.com. Again, that's TexasBitcoinConference.com. Look forward to that. So Jason Sorens made the move in 2013, finally here to the Free State Project. The critics can no longer use that one against us. Oh, your founder hasn't even moved.
Did that really happen?
Sure, the critics will use anything.
They're attacking the sweet young academic and said this wicked man wrote one article and he's not even living, not even walking the walk, right? That's what they said?
Yeah, that's. I think
you've seen that.
I've seen that, and they've been strangely silent since then.
Yeah, but you must have critics within academia. I mean, after all, you're brilliant, you're young, you're a fabulous, you know, a contributor to the world of ideas, and yet you've thrown yourself into this practical project. It's not exactly the normal academic track. I mean, how's that affected your career?
Well, that's right. And moving here to New Hampshire, I took a non-tenure track job. It's a, you know, who knows what kind of thing I will be doing in a few months' time. I'll be working somewhere in or near the state and managing to, you know.
But, you know, can I ask you something? I mean, it's very interesting. I'm very interested in this whole subject of creativity. I mean, you came up with something absolutely new and fabulous. Mm-hmm. I mean, just out of your head. I mean, you just imagined something into being. And now it really is happening. I mean, how does that make you feel? Do you ever look back and go, what the hell was I thinking?
Yes. I mean, I think someone would have come up with this idea sooner or later. I think this kind of idea of concentrating our efforts, making a difference in one place, would have come about at some point.
Well, didn't they try it? I mean, like on an island once upon a time?
Oh, Vanuatu you're talking about? And they're run off by the natives?
Right,
something?
Yeah.
I remember this.
There was that. There
was the 1930s. No.
But it wasn't as well organized. It certainly wasn't as well thought out. And this is much bigger because of the internet, right?
Yeah, I think the internet was necessary to making this kind of project happen, being able to recruit thousands of people and stay in touch with them in real time and show them that this is working.
But it's a strange thing to talk about how the internet was the key to the Free State Project, because in the end, the Free State Project is about human connections. I mean, it's not really about digits.
The internet fosters human connections.
Right. This is an artificial distinction, isn't it?
I think so.
Yeah.
I mean, I've had some of my most enlightening, fulfilling, interesting conversations online, right? That's that's where you can have a certain space where you can really figure things out with people.
You know what's so cool about digital media, it seems to me? Like at this conference, you meet people face-to-face, and you get to know them, and it's fabulous. And the old days, before in the dark ages, before the internet, you went away and they disappeared from your life. Now, everyone's present. Like every experience you have ever had continues to live and enliven your life and enrich your life, right? That's what's beautiful about it.
Yeah, that's right. And now, I think geographic proximity matters a lot, too. I mean, it's great to converse over the internet, but it's also great to be able to get together and, deliver Thanksgiving meals to lots of needy families in the area, which is something that one Free State Project participant does, or to get together and have a party, or there are things that you can only do in meat space, but the online component is critical, and I think that's people talk about technological stagnation and growth rates are lower now, and the internet didn't give us that much. But you know what? I think if you actually measure the so-called consumer surplus from the internet, I think it's been huge, and that doesn't show up in GDP.
But you're very self-efficient in some ways. You know, millions of academics have lived and died having written books, and that's the end. This beginning is end of the story of their lives. But look at you. You're changing the world. Your ideas have planted a seed that's changing this country and changing really the world.
If you take your ideas seriously, you have to live them.
Wow, yeah, no doubt. Wow. That's what's happening here. And is it better than you expected already? I mean, we aren't even to the 20,000 yet. I know that I remember you said something a long time ago about how you thought kind of like the 20,000 were going to just come here and vote or do not that much. But then you ended up getting these super activists, I think is maybe the word that you used. How's it turning out? Like, you know, what are your observations so far as what you expected to happen?
That's right. I'd say the average Free Stater is much more active than my original essay assumed. My original essay assumed that they'd be just like a sort of typical party member, and they might give some money here and there.
It's highly politicized. Well, yeah. Not highly, but there's a political politics was the core of the issue.
Yes.
Right.
I mean, I was doing a doctorate in political science.
Right.
The idea behind it was I looked at parallels like Quebec and what happened in Quebec with the
Québécois.
Exactly. Right. You know, what's the tipping point there? How many people do they need? So there was very much a sort of political party oriented.
But that's what you have to do when you're writing a dissertation, right?
Well, that's right, and that was just it was a frame of reference to begin with. But yes, what's happened is that there's been an explosion of activism across many dimensions, from police accountability.
And only with 1,500 people here so far, we're scratching the surface.
Right. It illustrates the power of human community, and it's exponential.
Jason
right?
Sorens, thanks for coming on Free Talk Live tonight. Enjoy the rest of the weekend here at the 2014 Liberty Forum. Mark, I don't even know who we have coming up next, but it's Jeffrey Tucker and I will be having fun with whoever it is here from the 2014 Liberty Forum. It's going to be Dan Itza on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Did you know that organic sulfur can cleanse and defend your body against the poisons we're exposed to each day? Organic sulfur crystals from sulfurdefense.com help by forcing oxygen and nutrition into your cells while eliminating heavy metals, contaminants, and damaging radiation. Defend yourself and family from toxic assault with one of the most critical and essential minerals available today. Order online at sulfurdefense.com. That's sulfurdefense.com. Or call 800-593-6273.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the lower 48, visit blockitpockets.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpockets.com, enhancing health and privacy.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want right here, toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we will take your calls, as you know we normally do, although things tend to work a little bit differently here at the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. That's the event that you are hearing us broadcast live from tonight. We're here at the Crown Plaza Hotel. It's Nashua, New Hampshire. I don't know how many people there are here yet, but it seems like quite a few. Joining me here on my second mic, Jeffrey Tucker. Hey.
It's wonderful to be here. It's always exciting. It's like a home away from home.
Now, we know that you're involved in Liberty.me, Jeffrey.
I am.
Are you still the editor slash publisher?
I am, and I'm releasing a new book today on the Gold Center, which was a very interesting book, actually. It's a brand new book on the Gold Center. We just released it today, and I'm
being your hands full.
Well, not full enough actually. I'd like a lot of things to do.
It's good to keep busy.
Yeah,
I'm totally
that's
in
right.
The same way. Joining us also here on the third microphone is Dan Itza, who is a state representative. Dan, welcome back. You've been on multiple years. I'm not sure if it's every year, but it certainly seems close to it.
It has been enough times that. I'm almost a regular.
You are certainly a regular at the State House here in New Hampshire as one of the A-rated reps, the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance.
Usually an A+.
Okay. I didn't keep that detail, but I know that you've got some competition, though, in the A ratings.
I've never been the highest.
Mark Warden actually, I think, took it 2 years in a row.
What are the standards of rating represent? What is
good question, Jeffrey.
I mean,
so
like A-rated?
Yes. Let me explain that to you here in a moment. I just want to make sure we don't forget about cashintocoins.com. You, as a Bitcoin guy, Jeffrey Tucker, you, if you haven't heard about cashintocoins.com, you need to, because it makes it easy to take your cash, turn that into Bitcoins, and it's safe, fast, legal, and inexpensive. Plus, customer service is their top priority. These guys, it's such a simple process. You go to cashintocoins.com, select your method to get the cash to them, and then they get the Bitcoins into your Bitcoin wallet. It is very simple, and it works.
And it's
the most
exciting thing that's happening in our time, actually.
Bitcoins, you mean?
No, I mean just cash into Bitcoins. Actually, it's extraordinary. We're seeing the migration of national monies into cryptocurrency. I mean, no, and let's just say this was never planned from the top. This is a grassroots movement, and it's changing the world.
Totally.
Yeah.
So cashintocoins.com, don't miss that. Don't forget to check that out. So back to your question, Jeffrey, about the Liberty ratings.
Right. What is this?
Well, there's Liberty ratings. There's the House Republican Alliance ratings. Both groups, and I'm associated with both of them. And in fact, well,
the first group is the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance,
and I was political director in 2005, 2006, I think, when we started the gold standard.
Mm-hmm. You have to explain that for folks. What is
the gold standard is an instruction or a recommendation of how to vote on particular bills that have a high liberty impact, along with
bad bills, right? Like
a recommendation on how to vote,
right?
Yay or nay on the committee report.
Civil liberties, economic liberties, everything.
Yes,
right.
So high liberty impact bills, and then those bills that are so rated. The roll call votes of the representatives are compared to the recommendations. Those who vote with the Liberty Alliance or concur with their recommendation, then they would have a high score, a high grade.
Right.
And those who, well, you can be a constitutional threat.
So it's A through F,
and then the really bad people
is the worst. So Jeffrey, they do this yearly. Yep. This New Hampshire Liberty Alliance
per session.
So the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance gets a look at all of the legislation that's proposed, and they literally have enough volunteers. I'm sure they could use more though.
Yeah.
To read through. Can you believe? Read all of that legislation and then make a recommendation on it.
Don't even do that.
No, exactly. Which is this makes it easier for the
legislature. We get 600 bills a year.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And New Hampshire is unique.
New Hampshire alone. I mean, 600 bills.
New Hampshire is unique in that every bill has a public hearing. Nothing gets buried in committee. Every bill comes to the floor and has a vote.
That's crazy. I mean, there's no government in the world that can handle that volume of
And we do it with volunteers.
Yeah, so the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, they read through all this legislation. They make a recommendation. And the gold standard is actually a piece of paper that they print out a bunch of these
things.
On gold paper. And they stand outside of the state house. So normally the Republicans and the Democrats, they get their voting recommendations from their parties. Like, oh, if you're a good Democrat or Republican, this is how you vote. And then in New Hampshire, this doesn't happen anywhere else, they get this third thing, this gold standard.
We get a fourth thing. Actually, the gold standard is the fourth thing.
What's the third?
The third thing is the House Republican Alliance, which started in about 2000. We would give recommendations, and it's actually what the gold standard is kind of predicated on.
I see.
The Republican Alliance voting recommendations based on the Constitution and the Republican platform.
Now, these Republicans in New Hampshire are kind of a different breed as well. I mean, in New Hampshire, if you're a Republican, you might be likely to vote for gay marriage.
Okay.
If you're a Democrat in New Hampshire, you might vote against gun control. There was a gun control bill that just went down in flames here in New Hampshire, and it's a Democrat-controlled
representative. That's fascinating, isn't it? I mean, so in a place like New Hampshire, the party doesn't actually predict anything. You would say?
No,
it does not predict the same things.
Yeah.
I mean, it's an amorphous thing. When I came to the House, marijuana legalization was a Democrat agenda item for the purpose of getting high.
Uh-huh.
it is now a Republican agenda item for the person of personal liberty.
So that is a dramatic transformation over the last 10 years, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely.
I mean,
and also, the last 14 years. But
and what about the role of civil liberties and dealing with the cops and that sort of thing? My impression is that the right or the Republicans have shifted slightly on this question towards a greater degree of skepticism. Is that true in New Hampshire, too?
I would say even more so. If you wanted... Generally, I would say today the Democrat Party is more the establishment, law and order,
very
cops are always right kind of party.
So that is a huge change.
I'm the person most likely to put in a bill to look at false arrest or arrest without warrant. Things like that.
So what are you working on these days, Dana? So besides the legislative angle on things, you're up to something here at the Liberty Forum, and it's not speaking this year. You're doing something
different. No, I'm not speaking this year. If you remember, back in 2009, I put in a state sovereignty resolution, HCR 6, that kind of swept the country.
This was the nullification?
It was a broader statement that we're in charge and we can nullify if we want to.
Mm-hmm.
And New Hampshire actually has a history of nullification.
Right, no seatbelt law.
That's not nullification. We've never joined in.
Okay, but it's certainly saying no to the feds.
No to the feds. Yeah. No real ID.
Yeah, that's
started
a big one.
Here.
Right.
We've got an NDAA, no indefinite detention bill, which I co-sponsored.
That's working now, right? Is that what's so good?
It's coming through. Okay. I co-sponsored it this session. I sponsored it last session. The prime sponsor this session is Tim O'Flaherty, a Democrat.
And Free State Project participant.
Free State Project participant.
Who was actually attacked as an anarchist. You're going to love this, Jeffrey Tucker. Tim O'Flaherty, I don't know if you've met him yet, but he ran for office as a Democrat, but somebody outed him as an anarchist during the campaign, and he won. So
I don't think he's really an anarchist.
Yes. I don't think so either,
no.
but the point is he won.
This term is used for anybody who questions the government at any level in any way.
But the book, okay, if I was to say to you, and I did this to you already, so who are the sovereigns of America?
Well, that's an unclear question, isn't it?
No, it's not. Who are the sovereigns of America?
Well, in reality, I would say it's certainly not individuals. They shouldn't, should be, right? But it's mostly the government.
But if you looked at what America is supposed to be.
Yes, of course.
Okay.
Well,
who are supposed to be the sovereigns?
Individuals and then the states.
Okay, now how do you know that? Now how do you know that?
We know this from history, essentially.
We know it from much more than that, and that's
I
what
want you to
about.
Talk about that in a moment. We're going to come back with... You can stick with us for another segment.
If you want me to, I can talk as long as you want.
We can talk about that in a moment. More with Dan Itza. He is a... How many terms state representative?
14.
14
Woo!
Years?
No, 14.
14
7 terms. 14 years.
We're on the way. Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No. This is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox Coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade, and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Hey everyone, have you heard about the no-no hair removal device that's sweeping the globe? If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for no-no hair removal.
Thanks. Hey gals, I love talking about my no-no. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-no has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the No-No, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible No-No hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and we're live from the 2014 Liberty Forum in Nashua, New Hampshire, at the Crown Plaza Hotel. There are all kinds of wonderful people who care about freedom in attendance here. If it's certainly not too late. Today was just the first of several days. It'll be Friday, Saturday, and a little bit Sunday morning. So if you can make it out tomorrow or Saturday, you're definitely going to want to be here to meet what could be your future friends and neighbors, because a lot of the people here at the Liberty Forum have already made the move to New Hampshire, as I did back in 2006. Jeffrey Tucker, I don't know if you are a Free State Project participant, but is this, you know, have you thought
we'll
about
see
it?
What happens? You know, who knows? Life's uncertain. I love being here. Every year I come, and it just makes me so happy just to come to this hotel, see all my old friends, and it's just great.
There's nothing like it anywhere.
No, I mean,
there?
This conference for me was a renewal of my sense of what liberty means.
So also, Dan, it's I don't know how long you've lived in New Hampshire, but you've certainly been here longer than I have.
21 years.
Where'd you come from?
Most recently, Massachusetts.
Oh, good place to leave.
Is that right? No, actually, it was a great
exactly
place to leave. Actually, it's actually been 23 years.
Okay.
Time passes. Flies when you're having fun.
And you were just telling us you have been doing the state representative thing now for 14 years.
Yes.
And I guess this is going to end your 14th year this year. You've got some plans that you can't announce for political things in
the
future.
Wait a minute. I mean, you don't seem to be discouraged. I mean, sometimes people spend a lot of time in public office. And they get burned out. Yeah, they get burned out. And they go around putting it down and then regretting that they had an idealism and that it's gone now. You seem to have the opposite view, actually. You seem to be more enthusiastic.
My idealism has grown, strengthened, firmed.
Why is that?
I don't know. Maybe it's just me.
Well, no, maybe it's your successes.
I haven't had that many successes. I just completed my second policy victory in 14 years. The other victory that I've had has been far more subtle. You guys call it the Free State Project. I call it reinforcements. During my 14 years, I have been able to shift the legislature far more focusedly on the constitutions.
Well, yeah. You can change the conversation. That's a success.
It's far less defined, but both sides of the aisle talk about the Constitution.
That's
far
the ideas
more
work. I mean, you throw the idea out there, it becomes an infinitely replicable good. People pick it up. It spreads. It leaves your control, and it's a beautiful thing, right?
That I don't have to be the one to introduce it.
Exactly.
This year there were some 12 nullification bills introduced. I was not on most of them.
That's great.
That's wonderful.
They put in a firearm sovereignty bill. Nobody even said boo to me.
Yeah.
That's a victory.
Yeah, it's so cool that you see that.
And you don't see that anywhere else. I mean, you look at the other states, you look at the Libertarian Party, these guys don't ever get elected. I mean, they try their damnedest, but they just, I mean, I spent a lot of time in the Libertarian Party down in Florida, and it was just, I might as well have been just banging my head against a brick wall. But
you
up
don't
here,
feel that in New Hampshire, no?
No, not at all. I mean, you actually have Free State Project participants who've only been here for less than a decade already getting elected. You've had over a dozen of them in the state house.
At least.
That doesn't count.
We were talking about ACR-6. You remember ACR-6?
Recap.
Okay. ACR-6 was a sovereignty resolution based on the Virginia and Kentucky resolutions.
Beautiful.
And
history, right?
It was mostly cut and paste, a little updatings, you might say. And when I was trying to get co-sponsors, I couldn't get anybody. It hits the committee, and everybody's saying, why didn't I know about this? This is fantastic. I don't know why I didn't know about it. I put it on the listserv. But there we are, and it just took off. The public hearing was in early February. By the 2 weeks later at the executive session, where it was, we thought it was going to get an ought to pass, but it got an inexpedient to legislate. That's a thumbs down. I was then asked to be on the Glenn Beck Show and Fox and Friends in the Morning, and I was on everything from here to the West Coast, including coast to coast.
Mm-hmm.
And it took off. Some people credit it with the Tea Party. And when it came to the floor in early March, we had a rally out in the State House steps. 10-degree weather, 350 people out there.
Incredible,
glorious.
It comes to the floor, and the House defeats it. It was a Democratic House at the time, and this ruckus erupts in the gallery. And as the Speaker is really unable to gavel them down, I got out where they could see me, and I told them to quiet down, and they quieted down. The Speaker thanked me, and then, as they quieted down, a group started reciting Part 1, Article 10, the obligation to revolution. And it's
this is New Hampshire.
This is New Hampshire.
Can you just recap what that is? For people, I mean, people don't know what this is.
Okay. Let's see if I can do it well off the top of my head. Government being instituted for the common benefit, protection, and security of the whole community, and not for the emolument of any one man, family, or class of men. Therefore, whenever the ends of government are perverted and the public liberty manifestly endangered, the people may, and of a right, ought to reform the old or establish a new government. The doctrine of non-resistance against arbitrary power and oppression is absurd, slavish, and destructive of the good inhabitants
of
mankind.
That sounds absolutely dangerous and anarchistic to me.
It's right there in the New Hampshire Constitution.
and it's called a right to revolution.
I think it's so radical
but
in my life.
you probably know that with the word ought, it is not merely a right, it is an obligation.
Yeah, wow.
So, okay, HCR6.
So HCR6, a number of the people in that gallery that were in the ruckus, the next session, were on the floor.
Oh, wow. Okay, so they got inspired by that to run for office.
States Have Powers is an exposition on that sovereignty resolution. The whole purpose
is your book?
This is the book.
States Have Powers.
States Have Powers, the powers of the people. Use them or lose them.
That's my wife's edition. So the book. Tell me briefly about this. I mean,
what this is it the next year, next session, I introduced sovereignty resolutions that were really more convenient to the contemporary mind. They were more staccato. Instead of wherefore, therefore.
Okay.
So it spoke to the modern mind much more easily. The chapter titles are a number of the wherefores out of the 2011-2012 sovereignty resolution.
Now, is this book written for residents of New Hampshire, or is it more generally applicable?
It's more generally applicable. I pull out of founding documents, Federalist Papers,
So you think any state could adopt this plan?
Well, this plan, well, of course they can, because it's this legitimate power of state.
So you believe in the Constitution?
Unquestionably.
Do you think it could work if we implemented it, if we took it seriously?
If we took it seriously, if the people took it seriously.
So you look back at history and go, this is what it's supposed to be.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I pull from original documents, and I don't just reference the original documents.
Now, you know,
I put quotes from the original documents in there so everybody can see them, what they are.
Does it bother you that like Supreme Court and Obama and all the bureaucracies don't care anything about the Constitution?
In regard to the Supreme Court, it must be wonderful to have a job where you get paid to sit around and explain why the Constitution doesn't mean what it says.
But you think it has a certain resonance. Why?
Because every American really knows it. But if you ask them why, the best they can do is pull "we the people" out of the preamble of the Constitution
right.
of the United States. This tells them the whys, the wherefores, what the
history.
Founders were thinking when they wrote it.
And because it's part of our history, that really matters. You know, I sometimes talk to people from other countries who are struggling with the problem of human liberty generally. And they say to me, you're in an enviable position because you have a heritage of liberty that we don't seem to have. And it's embodied in things like the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence.
And the thing to remember is that those constitutions, for instance, are actually an end product. There's a whole body of thought
right.
upon which they are premised.
Right.
Now, Dan, how does one get this book? Obviously, if they're here at the Liberty Forum, that's an easy way. You're going to be set up in the vendor area this weekend here at the Nashville Crown Plaza Hotel. What other ways?
There is a Facebook page for it, so we will eventually be set up to order through the page. It will be on Amazon. It will be available via Kindle.
The book is called States Have Powers. The Facebook page is States Have Powers. Dan Itza, thanks for coming on Free Talk Live, of course.
Thank you so much, Dan,
for the opportunity.
And we're going to continue here. The Liberty Forum continues on. We've got guests on the way. I don't know who it is. Mark is showing me now. We've got, Objectivist Girl.
Yeah,
there is an Objectivist Girl, and she is in the house here tonight. So that's coming up in hour number two. Jeffrey Tucker, are you staying?
Yeah, of course I can.
Jeffrey's going to stay. That's great. So hour
two
is on the way. This is the live Free Talk Live from Liberty Forum.
Want to know the secret to success, kid? One thing, the Grainger catalog and Grainger.com. Okay, that's two things. Oh, and Grainger's got mobile apps. Those sure are convenient. Three things to succeed. Hey, and 1-800-GRAINGER. I know that number by heart. Four things. There's hundreds of branches, too. Like I said, the one secret to keep this place run smoothly is Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Hi, everyone. I'm Chuck Woolery. After putting a few thousand couples together on Love Connection, you know that nothing kills romance faster than bad breath. Smart Mouth gets at the cause of bad breath without the burn, and you get clean breath for about 12 hours. Other mouthwashes only prevent bad breath for about an hour. Gum and mints, they just cover it up. Use Smart Mouth in the morning for great breath all day. Rinse in the evening for clean, kissable breath all night. You can even wake up without morning breath. Smart Mouth. For 12 hours of real clean breath, look for the green box at your favorite store.
For health and vitality for you, your family, and friends, get the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity, as recommended by registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
If you're a junk food junkie, getting on the Healthy Start Pack is one of the best ways to wean yourself off of processed snack foods and start putting good nutrition in your body. If you have a loved one who's dealing with heart disease or any health challenge, the Healthy Start Pack makes a great gift. If you have a grandparent or a parent in a nursing home, you will be amazed at the difference a once-a-day dose of the Healthy Start Pack will make in your loved one's energy levels, in their memory, in their mood, and in their general outlook on life.
Give the gift of optimal health to your loved ones and order the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidebed.com. That's brightsidebed.com. Order today.